Well, again, I think for the farmers in the group and for all of us, it was again probably that juxtaposition of the two, right? You've got this Vietnam and you know Indonesia really kind of a challenging place to do business, even for the importers. I mean, even for the folks that we're talking about domestically, saying we want to do more business with U.S. companies because of tariffs, because of non-tariff barriers. You know, that makes it challenging. So I think what we gathered was Vietnam's really on the upswing, a really good trajectory there, especially with a new trade agreement on the docket. Indonesia, with also a trade framework that was signed with the Trump administration in Indonesia in July, and that those negotiations are ongoing as well. Both will benefit tremendously from those newly negotiated trade agreements. One, because we think there's a whole lot more opportunity to get us more price competitive in Vietnam. And in Indonesia, it's probably got as much to do with the non-tariff barriers. So work to be done for sure. But I think we all come back with a confirming that this region globally is absolutely where we need to be playing offense, both from a feed ingredient and grain standpoint, but also from a protein standpoint and ethanol. Those are all strong, either strong markets already, could be increased.